Las Vegas neighborhood shaken by suspected illegal biolab. Las Vegas. Every morning, Raul Contreras rides his mountain bike along the quiet streets of northeast Las Vegas, passing tidy stucco homes and lawns that reflect a good quality of life. To him, the area is a hidden gem, far from urban crime and congestion. Families thrive, kids play and go to school safely, and neighbors look out for each other. He had no idea that one of these homes was hiding a secret that could threaten public health. On January 31st, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police and SWAT teams raided the house at 979 Sugar Springs Drive, a place Contreras passes every day. Inside the garage, they discovered a suspected biological laboratory containing a freezer, several refrigerators, a centrifuge and other specialized equipment, and over 1,000 vials and gallon-sized containers of unknown red and brown liquids. "That's kind of scary," Contreras, who lives about two blocks away, told the Epoch Times. "You don't know what the hell is in that stuff. Now, you know it can happen in any neighborhood, even the quietest," he said. The discovery has left residents feeling unsettled and unsure. Some are asking how this suspected biolab went unnoticed, possibly as long as 3 years, in an active crime watch community. A crime watch community is one in which residents partner with local law enforcement to reduce crime through increased surveillance, reporting, and, in some cases, technology. "I feel they shouldn't have let it go on," said Kathy, who gave only her first name, as she walked her dog near the now empty home. "It's scary. It's really easy to operate under the radar here." Cody Human, who owns a tree trimming service in Las Vegas, said he and his crew had planned to work at the house next door on the day of the raid. However, when they arrived, they saw police officers and hazmat-suited personnel throughout the property. "If I lived in this neighborhood, I would definitely be scared," Human told the Epoch Times as he resumed work on February 3rd. "Anything like that is scary, especially for neighborhoods like this that have kids and families," he said. "I mean, this neighborhood is known as a family-oriented neighborhood. You've got churches. This is one of the better neighborhoods. It's very clean, very quiet." Meanwhile, a team of local, state, and federal investigators is working to identify the materials seized from the suspected biolab and their purpose. "We recognize that the public is seeking clarity," Christopher Delzato, special agent in charge of the investigation at the FBI's Las Vegas office, told reporters on February 2nd. "What were they testing for? What possibilities are being considered?" FBI scientists and specialized evidence teams entered the garage, where they opened the refrigerators and a freezer to inspect their contents. Some items appeared to have been used to store biological and chemical materials, Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters. The joint investigation involved multiple agencies and a layered use of technology, including Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department drones and a robotic dog, to assess environmental conditions at the residence to limit risk of exposure to potential pathogens. Investigators collected more than 1,000 pieces of evidence and stored them temporarily at the Southern Nevada Health District building, Delzato said. On February 2nd, FBI agents transported the materials by aircraft to the National Bioforensic Analysis Center in Maryland. McMahill said the Sugar Springs Drive home is owned by David Destiny Discovery LLC, whose principal is David He, the same person connected to an illegal biolab shutdown in Reedley, California, in 2023. The Epoch Times previously reported that David He is the pseudonym used by Jia Bei Zhu, a Chinese national. Investigators at the Reedley biolab found materials possibly linked to infectious diseases, including hepatitis, COVID-19, HIV, malaria, and other dangerous pathogens, McMahill said. Police have named He as a suspect in the Las Vegas case, and said federal authorities were already holding him because of charges related to the 2023 investigation. A second suspect, Ori Salomon, 55, was also arrested in the Las Vegas investigation. Salomon, who holds Israeli and French passports and also spells his surname as Solomon, manages the home on Sugar Springs Drive and a nearby house on Templeview Drive. Police booked Salomon at the Clark County Detention Center for disposing of and releasing dangerous waste, and he was released on $3,000 bail. As a non-immigrant foreign national, Salomon is also facing a federal felony charge of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. His next court appearance is scheduled for March 4th. The sheriff said the Reedley investigation raised significant concerns about what local authorities might encounter at the Sugar Springs Drive property. While it is unknown whether similar materials were present here at the Las Vegas residence, the possibility required us to proceed with extreme caution, McMahill said. On January 31st, the FBI also executed a search warrant at the property on Templeview Drive, where several people resided, but found no illegal biological materials inside. When police went into the property on Sugar Springs Drive, they found three people living in different rooms they were renting. These people are not involved in the current investigation, McMahill said. According to county documents obtained by the Epoch Times, David Destiny Discovery purchased the Sugar Springs Drive property in October 2022 from Wang Zhaoyan, who was connected to companies involved in the Reedley case. McMahill said investigators began looking into the case a week ago after getting a tip about a possible biolab in the house. He said the investigation is extremely complex. Investigators will move forward carefully and methodically until they learn more. This is a scary moment, McMahill said. I do not take that lightly. There are aspects to this investigation that we don't know the answers to. We're trying to be as transparent about everything we know. What were they doing? He asked. The truth is, we don't know yet. Delzato told reporters on February 2nd, You're talking about serious, serious allegations. We don't know what are yet, he said. We'll let the subject matter experts do their analysis, which will take some time, and then we'll report back on what those results are. A November 2023 report from the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party found that the Reedley Lab had thousands of disease samples that were either labeled, mislabeled, or coded. They included 1,000 specially bred mice engineered to have immune systems that work like a human system. Lab workers said the mice were designed to catch and carry the COVID-19 virus. After local officials who discovered the lab sought help from the and others, they refused to test any of the samples. The report summary states, in response to the incident in Reedley, Representatives Kevin Kiley, Jim Costa, and David Valadao introduced the Preventing Illegal Laboratories and Protecting Public Health Act of 2025. This bipartisan legislation aims to strengthen federal oversight of highly pathogenic agents and high-containment laboratories and protect Americans from public health and national security threats. In a statement on February 2nd, Kiley asked Congress to move the bill forward after the Las Vegas biolab was discovered and possibly linked to Reedley. This can't keep happening, Kiley said. The federal government must do more to stop illegal labs from operating in our communities. Several residents in the Sugar Springs Drive area expressed concerns about the biolab being close to an elementary school, a high school, and the public water supply and pumping station. We never knew. A mother of four young children who lives two blocks from the suspected biolab told the Epoch Times. All the kids walk down the street. The mother, who asked to remain anonymous, said, Every day, you'll see the street fill up with parents and kids, and that's scary. The first thing I said was, It's time to go. Correction. A previous version of this article misattributed statements from investigating authorities in the Las Vegas biolab case. The Epoch Times regrets the errors.